Page 18. Around the year 1000, some Icelanders settled in nearby Greenland, and from there they sailed all the way to North America, led by Leifur Eiríksson. They didn't stay there for long, so many people in the world believe Christopher Columbus was the first European in North America. In the 13th century, most of the sagas were written. The sagas tell the story of Iceland's settlement, with a lot of feuds, fights, and romance. Nobody knows whether they are fact or fiction, but they are probably a bit of both. In the 13th century, things started to deteriorate. First, the Icelanders fought among themselves, and then the Norwegian king, Hákon Hákonarson, took over, and Iceland came under the Norwegian crown. Also, in that same century, Mount Hekla erupted 3 times and killed both people and livestock. About 100 years later, Norway, along with Iceland, came under the Danish crown. Until 1874, Iceland was very badly treated by the rulers and also had to face many natural disasters. In 1550, Iceland became Lutheran like the rest of Scandinavia. In 1874, Iceland finally got its own constitution, and in 1918, it gained sovereignty under the Danish crown. During the Second World War, Denmark was occupied by Germany, and Iceland by the British, and later by the Americans. During that time, Iceland claimed total independence from Denmark and became independent on 17th June 1944. The only wars Iceland ever fought as a nation were the Cod Wars with Britain in the 1950s to 70s, when the British refused to recognize Iceland's fishing territories. Nobody died in those wars, but some ships were damaged.